This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you can Skype in to join us here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
So, at the very beginning of the last hour, we got about a minute into a video, Johnson, that you had brought in tonight, entitled, Why Millennials Are Fed Up with Capitalism. And it is a piece from, it's posted to Cabnet, Kabbalah.info. And I guess we're just going to continue with this. The message so far in the video has been that millennials, they're upset at this dog-eat-dog world where everybody is fighting over, competing over things, and we've got all this technology.
Competition is bad.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're getting at.
Especially what they're getting at, yeah.
And they're alluding, at least, and I haven't seen this video. You have. They're alluding, I think, to the idea that, hey, well, we've got all this technology. Why can't we just live on the technology and have robots do everything for us?
Just give me stuff.
Have robots do it all.
Why do we have to compete for stuff? Just give it to me.
So let's continue here. This is more audio from why millennials are supposedly fed up with capitalism.
Produced globally is going to waste, while about half the people of the world are starving. They know it in their hearts that another world is possible. And in that respect, I completely and wholeheartedly agree with my generation. So the question is how? How do we move from here to there? What is the turning point for social change, for real social change?
Well, now, as we had pointed out earlier, he's talking about food being available in some parts of the world, but people being hungry in other parts of the world. And Will, you had pointed out, and actually you were going to continue, I think, on a train of thought about your wife, who is originally from Africa, Kenya.
Yes.
Specifically.
I was a Kenyan Olympian.
And you talked about how the foreign aid from the United States, for instance, is going over there, and it's, you know, being basically distributed in corrupt manners that benefit the European Union with, you know, farms that are producing for Europe rather than producing for the people in the country. And I don't know where you were going with what you wanted to say, but please do.
Well, yeah, basically what happens is in these countries there's all this, you know, poverty, but it's created by our governments, see?
And their governments.
And their, well, right. But mostly our governments. Because what happens is there's a, we go in, or our government goes in, the European governments go in, created these colonial settler states, then sold their freedom back to them, and in that created the debt, which gave them the ability to take the land that created the first set of famines, and then we send aid, which is more debt and more interest that creates more famines.
They charge interest on the foreign aid.
That's correct.
Wow.
And then, and you know, and my wife says, you know, these guys that, like Mugabe and these people that run for office, Okembe and all them, they really do have the interest of the Kenyan people at heart when they're running for office, and they're like, we're going to fix the problem, we're going to fix the debt. Mm-hmm. And then they get in there and they see what the real numbers are, not the numbers that they tell the public. And they're so overwhelmed by it, they're like, wow, there really is nothing I can do about this. Well, might as well get rich while I'm here.
Wow.
And just start stuffing their pockets. Because they know that there's no way that they can ever get the country out of debt and ever be able to get the country back on its feet, because the country is basically no right to any of its resources anymore. And
they've been taken as payments to the debt.
To the debt. So basically our government goes in and sets the stage and creates all the instability and the debt, and then the American, the evil American corporations, they go in there and basically profit off of what our governments do. But the issue is, if our governments weren't there screwing around to start with, there'd be no opportunity for this to happen. Our governments go in and create the debt to the international banks, and then in the necessity of paying off that debt, they sell off these resources for pennies on the dollar for what their value is.
Well, of course, even if that wasn't happening, that doesn't mean you wouldn't have some dictator who's, you know, ruling with an iron fist over whatever given country it is and benefiting him and his buddies. So, you know,
again,
even if
though without its power, the U.S. Its power government problem. And the European governments going there to start with and meddling in the affairs of these nations or taking them over militarily most often, if that didn't happen to start with, you wouldn't be dealing with like this mass hunger that the socialists are like, oh, there's mass hunger everywhere. Well, of course there is. Our governments went in and created a situation where the natural resources to feed these people have been stolen.
Right, there's plenty of resources. It doesn't have, you know, the world can produce enough food to feed the entire world and then some. You know, there's always vertical farming, so even if you run out of farmland, you can go
upwards. The money goes to Europe. The food goes to Europe or it goes to America, and then we throw it in the garbage.
Let's continue here.
Let's put all the isms aside. Why? Because they create a knee-jerk reaction that puts you on a certain team. You're a socialist, or you're a capitalist, or you're a communist, or you're an anarchist. You have to pick a side, pick a political candidate, pick a political agenda. Let's put all of that aside for a second just think, why can't we have a more equal society, one that's better to live in? In theory, most people would agree with ideas like equality and mutual consideration and empathy and kindness, love, not? But in practice, it just doesn't happen, does it? In practice, we gravitate to the default state of our being, the default state.
What do you mean?
It's just
Well, I mean, look at the church in, I think it was in Oklahoma. It's 12 degrees outside, and they say, hey, you know what? The homeless shelters are overfilled. We want the homeless to come sleep in our basement. And the response they get is the state gives them a $12,000 fine. So, I mean, again, we're back to those things are great. They're wonderful. They're good. I mean, right now we're being told that we could be refused the ability to give a warm place to the homeless and a cup of coffee and the ability to get a job and have a mailbox. Like, we're charitable people in the government saying no, 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 no. So don't tell me that socialism is somehow going to fix the fact that people can't be charitable because the government's wagging their finger.
Let's not. I mean, basically what this is he's double speaking because he started off this video saying, this is why millennials are tired of capitalism, and I agree with them, and we just default to the default state. I mean, essentially, he's just trying to weasel word you into hating on capitalism without saying that. It's like, this is just the default state, and we're, you know, this is, you know, what about it being emotional and supportive? And it's just nonsense. He's using nonsense language to sell socialism and collectivism and basically people, you know, enslaving themselves to a government is essentially what this is. I mean, it's very vaguely worded, but it's you know, the type of, it's a propaganda message.
Of our primal survival instincts taking control, where self-benefit precedes everything else. You can't force these ideas of equality and kindness and so forth. You can't shove mutual consideration down people's throats, right? But that's also why millennials are so right in their gut-level feeling that we have to change.
20 Bucks says he's an atheist.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, just by his language.
And I think you're forgetting a very important fact. Mm-hmm. Like a very, very gigantic, hugely obvious important fact. Mm-hmm. Where did this come from? What was the site that we said that this was from? CabNet, which was
Kabbalah.info.
Mm-hmm. Not an atheist.
Well, no,
this is a Jewish person.
Jewish and atheist in the modern context are basically synonyms.
No, yes.
What? I'm serious, man. A lot of people
What's the concept that's both in Judaism and Islam?
You don't have to be a Jew to be a Jew, though.
Yeah, but Sedeka, that's essentially this. Yeah. In
what
Judaism,
is again, though,
very, very
it's
socialist.
It's a form of.
This is what this video is about.
Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah.
Okay. Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism, and Sedeka.
Madonna is a follower. Yes, is a follower of Kabbalah.
But
would you consider Sedeka, her particularly Jewish
Sedeka,
and religious?
Right? What's Sedeka? Sedeka. It's very similar.
Sedeka and Sedeka.
Sedeka. Okay. So Sedeka is. It's Jewish law that you have to give 10%, right? It's not like tithing to the church in religious. It's like
You have to leave a You have to leave a portion of your fields open for the poor to feed from.
We'll come back with more on this discussion here with a little bit more to go in the video as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, he's attacking selfishness as well, as though that there's something wrong with taking care of yourself and your loved ones first. Because, again, if you can't take care of yourself, then how could you possibly take care of anybody else? This is Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, you may dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security, that is a easy way to get yourself or your loved ones this holiday season set up with an easy-to-set-up home security system, or for a small office. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's super fast to set this thing up. All you need is a Wi-Fi-enabled device, like your smartphone or tablet. You plug in the one wire that is involved in the system, which is the power cable to the hub. You then pop the batteries into the cameras, put them wherever you want them, and get them set up via that Wi-Fi device. And then once they're all set up, they'll send you clips of whatever it is that moved in front of the camera during the times that you specify it to do that. And so that means wherever you are, whether you're away from home, halfway across the world, or whatever, you're going to know what's going on in your home thanks to the Blink Home Security System. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for 1 security camera, blinkprotect.com/FTL. We're back with the video here that we're playing the audio from, entitled Why Millennials Are Fed Up with Capitalism. At least that's the claim from Kabbalah.info and whoever this guy is that's talking into the camera here. Let's continue, and we'll continue to dissect as we go along.
You can't force these ideas of equality and kindness and so forth. You can't shove mutual consideration down people's throats, right?
But you'll try.
Well, great, yeah. So give up on socialism then. Yeah. Because if you can't force this down people's throats, then stop trying, because it's not going to work. Because as much as you try to do that, you're going to find out that, yeah, human nature is that we can't all be equal, because not everybody behaves in the same way. Even if you were to all of a sudden take tomorrow morning, if everybody were to wake up and their amount in their bank account or the amount of Bitcoin or whatever, the amount of money that they had became equal. You know, Bill Gates all of a sudden has the same amount of money as some homeless
guy. It's like what he's saying is like, and what these millennials, they understand is that capitalism is the problem, so you can't shove these ideas down people's throats. So what we need is men with guns to shove these ideas down people's throats. Yeah. We need more government, and we need a system of governance to shove these ideas down people's throats. I mean, that's what he's saying without actually saying it. It's the propaganda.
So if tomorrow morning everybody wakes up with the same amount of money, then what you're going to find out is by the end of the day, they're not all going to have the same amount of money, because
right.
Some people are going to go and spend it on drugs and alcohol, and some people are going to go and invest it in a business, and some people are going to go and give it away to charity, and everybody's going to do what they individually think is right to do with whatever amount of money they have, and by, right. You know, by the end of the week, you're going to have large disparities in wealth once again. So
basically,
it's just,
yeah.
People aren't the same, even though we're all equal in that we're all humans. We all come from the same, you know, stardust or whatever. We all have different values. We all have different priorities in life. And that's not going to change just because somebody forces wealth redistribution on people.
The person buying and using the drugs will have the least amount of money. The person selling the drugs
will have
more money. And then the person investing in the capital to allow the person who's selling the drugs to create and grow.
Manufacture, yeah.
That person will have the most money because they'll...
There you go. Let's go on.
That's also why millennials are so right in their gut-level feeling that we have to change our culture completely, that we have to fundamentally, massively change how we relate to each other. See, that would be the only way to activate that potential for human connection. We have that wiring. We have a natural wiring for human connection that makes us better. It makes us happier. It makes us healthier. It makes us more resilient, more productive. But we just continue to live.
The idea here is that the only philosophy that's human, fosters human connection is sort of a collectivism, right? It's going to be like a socialism, communism, whatever.
Cool.
He talks about mutual exchange and whatnot, but I mean, essentially, this video is, and this type of sales pitch is to get people to think that the only way that you're a good person and you're sharing and caring about other people is if you're forcing them to do it at gunpoint.
It's,
and, you know, you have to support a government and Democrats and blah,
well, I think he would say that people need to not be forced at gunpoint, that ultimately they should just on their own want to join the socialist system.
Just vote for these policies.
It's almost as if they've never studied ancient history at all.
But we know there's a gun behind these policies. I don't know how many of the people who advocate for socialism want to admit that. I mean, we've talked to them on the air before, and it is hard to get them to see the so-called gun in the room.
Yeah. Well, no, he's talking about, like, the human connection and technology, and, like, without this, without socialism, there can be none of the, it's like, my only response to that is hummus, baklava, and gyros, because you can walk into a room with a Syrian, a Greek, a Turk, and an Egyptian, and they will all four tell you that their culture invented all four of those things. Well, how did those things get in all these different cultures? They didn't have the internet. They didn't have socialism. Oh, my goodness. It's almost as if those things just happen naturally because of the market and trade among people. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go to Genesis on the line here in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Genesis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know what we got to do with the feds since they're going into enslaving America with their debt we owe them, and they go into other countries and enslave them with debt? We need to figure out a way to bankrupt the Fed. Not if it's buying Bitcoin or all these crypto coins, charging your credit cards and go buying crypto coins, whatever you can do to get it. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just do that and dump the dollar right here in America?
Heck yeah.
I wish I could put cryptos on my card.
That's a good plan. I think that needs to happen. That's one of the reasons why we are promoting cryptocurrency as heavily as we are, because it is it's a way out. You want to talk about a way out of the current system? This is your exit. You can't leave the system, meaning that if you leave the United States, there's just some other gang that'll rule over you in another part of the world. But you can leave your money. You can take your money out by converting it into cryptocurrency, which is money that they cannot debase.
If everybody did this, if people got money, if everybody did this, you know, it could really change things. That's what we need to do. And corporations are not people. That's where they took away our rights, by making corporations people.
Yeah, corporations are just file folders. They're just government paperwork.
According to the government, they made them people.
They're called persons. Persons is a legal term that, you know, includes corporations and individuals, and that's just all part of this ridiculous legal system that exists around the world. But ultimately, I think your proposal is valid. It's a good idea, and we're starting to see more and more interest in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, certainly here in New Hampshire, where there's a lot of buzz about them in the streets, and businesses are starting to accept them. So we're on the cusp of this right now, with Bitcoin at over 11,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. We're still at the very beginning phases of all this.
You're the only person in the room who doesn't own a business that accepts Bitcoin, aren't you, Ian?
I don't have a business.
That's what I'm saying. You're the only person in the room that doesn't have
I have a charity. It's the Shire Free Church.
That's what I said. A charity or a business.
It absolutely accepts. Shire Free Church is a charity and absolutely accepts.
Oh, that's right. So everybody in the room has a charity or business that accepts Bitcoin.
The other thing you guys can do, right, with the Democrats and Republicans, nobody wants either one of them. That's why Trump got elected. He's not either one of them. You guys are libertarians, man. You need to hook up with Trump while he's still in office.
Hook up with Trump? Hold on. I want to hear more about this. Hold on, Genesis. I want to hear more about your plan here in moments, because I like the first part, but the Trump part, not so sure about that.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can go to bitcoin.com to get the latest about Bitcoin, the Bitcoin news headlines. Will, you had picked one for tonight about some folks going to prison, or at least one guy going to prison for selling Bitcoin on localbitcoins.com, which is a scary story. Maybe we'll have time to share that a little bit later on this evening. But they got all the news headlines in the Bitcoin universe over at news.bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.com to learn the basics about the world's first and most successful decentralized cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com is where you want to go for that.
I love that they don't just focus on domestic stories. And if I want to, if I want to see stories about what's going on in Bitcoin in Kenya, it's going to pop up. If I want to know what's going on in like Jordan or in Malaysia or Azerbaijan, like it's going to come up. If something's happening in one of the, in a country, it's you're going to hear about it, even if it's a country that's, you know, the size of a postage stamp.
So check it all out over at Bitcoin.com. We lost our caller there, Genesis, who I put on hold. I wanted him to explain. He was going to tell us some grand plan for the libertarians who he said people are sick of the Republicans and Democrats. He claims Donald Trump is not either of those things, even though I'm pretty sure he ran as a Republican for president. But regardless, that was his claim. And he said that we should hook up with Donald Trump. And then we had to go to break. And so I really wish we would have been able to hear exactly what that plan was, because I can't imagine anything that Donald Trump could do for the libertarians, because he's not a libertarian.
Right.
So what exactly...
He doesn't even have, like, other non-libertarians, like Rand Paul.
They don't like each other?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They hate each other.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Man. Gotcha. And,
I mean, I thought they played golf together recently. Ooh.
Well, you know, you have to kiss the ring.
I mean, there's, yeah, it's...
It's good to be the king.
So many quotes from Trump where he was just attacking Rand Paul and he, you know, just doesn't like him.
So
called him truly weird, so there's plenty of subject matter to attack him on his looks.
Genesis' first idea was a fine idea, which was to say to get out of the Federal Reserve currency, to get out of the U.S. dollar, to convert into cryptocurrency, because you can't be affected by the Federal Reserve's inflation. If you're in Venezuela and you get into cryptocurrency, you can't be affected by the Venezuelan central bank's inflation. If you're in Zimbabwe and you get...
Unless you get into their new crypto.
I've seen it reported as a crypto, and I've seen it reported as a digital currency. I don't know which one is true,
right,
because I suspect it's not going to be cryptographically secure.
Right.
So I think that some news headlines are calling it a cryptocurrency because that's just what they're saying.
I'm surprised that it's a government-issued cryptocurrency that they didn't call it BitFood. Because then it's like something that everyone wants, but it's a government program, so it does the exact opposite.
Yeah, right.
So the idea, what you're referring to, is the story we covered, I think it was last night on the show. They're calling it the Petro,
and the claim
is it's going to be backed by the gas supplies and the oil supplies
and the gold supplies
and gold and diamonds or something like that. Which
there's diamonds going to run out of oil entirely or something.
Yeah, I mean it's just a bunch of garbage. I guess we'll keep an eye on the Venezuelan plot
This is the country
bit.
That has oil mines, not oil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, oil derricks and like astronomical fuel prices.
Yeah. Well, their fuel prices are subsidized.
We have oil, but we have no oil.
That's one of the things you can do is if you're in Venezuela.
Oil fields, yeah.
It's actually very cheap.
Oil fields, but they have no actual oil.
Well, no, they have oil. They just can't get it out of the country because their ships are not certified internationally for what they need to be to like actually move the oil around because they're too poor to actually be able to fix their ships. This is from one of the stories we've read within the last year or two. They, you know, don't have a full fleet basically to be able to sell and to move the oil around the world. And you add on top of that the fact that they're a socialist government and that they've got crazy currency controls in that country that basically the government comes down and says our currency is worth this. They say it's 10 bolivar to one U.S. dollar, but when you actually try to get, you know, when you exchange a dollar in the black market, you can get 100,000 bolivar for the U.S. dollar. So that causes all kinds of economic problems, and them creating a digital currency or a cryptocurrency is not going to solve their problems because
Putin coin.
No one's going to want to use it. No one's going to want to use it.
It's going to be Doge.
What fool would take on whatever it is that they come out with?
Doge will be more popular. I'm calling it right now. My prediction, Doge will be more profitable and held by more people.
Than the Petro.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, unless
it's
just a lot of people just decide to buy it because of the novelty of it.
I can't imagine. I can't even. How are you going to get it? It's not going to be offered on any kind of crypto exchanges. Nobody's going to take it seriously. So you'd have to get it from the government somehow.
Well, from people in Bolivia that are like, I'll give you 1,000 of them for a dollar.
Can you imagine how bad? I mean, if it does turn out to be a cryptocurrency and not just some digital currency or whatever.
I think what they really mean is digital, because digital currency, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, like they're all the same word to people who aren't really in the cryptocurrency community.
But can you imagine how bad the government wallet's going to be? I mean, can you imagine, like, when you have Bitcoin or Dash or whatever.
If you put actual Bitcoin in it, the government, they just confiscates it.
But, I mean, we've seen, there's some wallets out there that aren't the greatest in the marketplace already. And there's a lot of competition in the wallet. There's a lot of competition in the marketplace. I mean, you were even having issues with Dash on Coinomi recently.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, you
cost me like $80 too.
These wallets aren't perfect as is, but can you imagine one made by the government? I mean, it would be the most inefficient, slow, broken piece of garbage.
The only part of it that would work is if whether or not the government knew how much you have.
Right.
That'd be the only part of the programming that never had a bug.
It's just going to be a nightmare. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that as that situation develops. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We got another minute or so here in this video entitled Why Millennials Are Fed Up with Capitalism. Let's keep it going and continue with that.
Productive, but we just continue to live in a primitive kind of environment that only promotes that primitive urge within us for self-survival and self-benefit on top of everything else. So in order to create a better society...
See, here's the thing, dude. In order to benefit yourself, you have to help others. You can't get along all on your own in this world. We have this division of labor that means that we're good at certain specific things, and other people are good at other things.
The two thank yous.
What's that?
The two thank yous. When you do business, like when me and Johnson are about to have a transaction with each other. He's going to sell me a hat, and I'm going to give him some Vertcoin. Because he is giving me something that I want, I'm going to tell him thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And because I'm giving him something he wants, a profit for his business, he's going to tell me thank you. And that's the only interaction in life that you see what they call the two thank yous. It's because it's mutually beneficial for us.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't just both taking advantage of one another?
Well, yes. Yeah. We're taking advantage of one another.
But that sounds so harsh.
He's a merchant who has a product that I want. My ears are cold, and I want a Free Talk Live hat. Mm-hmm. He has one. I have a new cryptocurrency that's going to be worth hopefully a lot more money in the next few weeks, and he would like to get in on that. So, I'm going to use my currency to purchase his hat, and we're both going to get something that we want out of it. Mm-hmm. And because it's mutually beneficial, we're both going to tell each other thank you.
Because you both came out ahead. You both got something out of the deal.
That we wanted.
Literally is a win-win deal, even though Johnson profited from the sale of this hat.
Yeah.
You're happy at the end of the day.
He's probably going to profit double what he would have on the hat anyway, and I want him to do that because I like this new currency, and I want him to share in the bounties of it with me because I want to promote it.
We got more here from the video entitled Why Millennials Are Fed Up with Capitalism. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You may join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Glenn Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income, so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll-free. 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And in the studio here tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And we want to invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You may AMP the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We will take that money in and invest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations. We can bring new internet listeners on board. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, we're going to be announcing a brand new station. Actually, I guess technically I should announce it tonight, even though I didn't have a chance to add them to the affiliates list earlier today because I was out in Concord, New Hampshire, recording the Vermin Supreme protest. But we are officially back on in Chicago, the, I believe, number three or two. It's one of the top five markets in the United States. We're being heard on WCGO 1590 in the Chicagoland area. So welcome aboard. They're carrying the show every single night during the week. I believe it's 11 at night till 2 a.m. So welcome aboard to everybody listening in Chicago. And if you're new to the show, and you probably are, then you've already realized we're not your typical talk radio fare. This is a show that really, when we say we're open phones, we really are. You can call in and bring up anything. Now, if you're in Chicago and you're listening on WCGO, you're not listening live. We do this show Central Time. We're 6 to 9 at night. So if you want to join the conversation, if you hear us talking about something that you want to comment on, you can always call the next day and call in about it. Or if there's just something that you want to talk about, you can just call in anytime and, again, any night. We're here 7 nights a week. I think you guys are going to get the show 5 nights a week, and maybe that'll change over time. Maybe we'll get some weekend hours in there also. So welcome aboard to WCGO as our newest affiliate in, I think, what is now our largest market. So that's pretty awesome. Anyway, toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've got less than a minute remaining here in Why Millennials Are Fed Up with Capitalism, the video that you brought in here tonight for us to dissect on the air, Johnson. Let's continue from the website Kabbalah.info.
In order to even consider social constructs that are new that can hold in the long term, we're going to have to undergo nothing less than a change of human consciousness. We're going to have to begin to feel each other as interdependent beings. We're going to have to be organically motivated, passionate towards creating a society where everyone is happy and secure.
All right. Well, that sounds like a completely impossible goal. I mean, the idea...
Sounds great.
Yeah. The idea that everyone could be happy.
Well, it sounds like what most religions describe as life after everything is over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, like Jesus comes to earth and has a thousand-year reign of pure peace where everyone is always happy.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing is, you know, that you see in, like, multiple, in basically in every Abrahamic faith, this, like, utopia that can't exist until God's perfection exists on earth.
Yeah. Sorry.
Man can't create that, even at the point of a gun.
We live in a world of yin and yang, a world of duality, a world in which the times you have happiness, you know that you're happy because you compare them to the times when you weren't happy. So if you're happy all of the time, then it's hard to even understand what that would even mean without having the other side of that to compare it to. It's like saying that, you know, you can be hot all the time. Well, if you weren't ever cold, how would you know what it was like to be hot? If you weren't ever angry or frustrated, how would you know the elation of happiness and that joy? And also, to be secure at all times? I mean, look, we're talking about the world here. I mean, at any moment, you know, your house could be hit by some sort of natural disaster. Somebody could roll in through the front window with a truck. You know, there's all kinds of things that can just happen. Not because anybody intended them to, but because S happens, as they say. So you never can have true security. You can do your best to be cautious and to be safe, but there's no outside force, no amount of, you know, holding hands with people and singing kumbaya that's going to bring more security into your life. Let's continue here.
And have everything they need.
Oh, my God, everything they need. From each according to his ability. The other side he didn't say. From each according to his ability to each according to their need. That's the old Karl Marx statement, right? Everything that you need. So what do you need? What do you need in life?
Define need.
Well, it seems like there are certain things that are needs, certain things that are wants, right? So in order to sustain your life, there's the old Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I think that's a pretty good list of them, right? You've got to have air to breathe. That's an important need. You've got to have water to drink. You've got to have food to put in your belly. You've got to, at some level, probably want to have some shelter, you know, so you can have some of that safety that he's looking for. These are all some of the needs that people have.
Everyone needs love and attention from another person.
Don't come looking at us, because there's a thing that says, like, a husband is required to provide for the needs of his wife, and one of the things on that list is two outfits. That's it. That's all you need.
Just two.
Just
so one to wash while the other one wear.
Well, what about physical affection? Every human being needs to be touched.
Do you think guy is going to...
That's been clinically proven as
If you show up in front of him and you tell him that you need to be touched, do you think he'll, oblige?
Oh, probably not. But, I mean, but I do feel like that this is the type of person who would argue for that sort of thing. Everyone's right.
No, it wouldn't.
And it's because, like, yeah, but you don't... It's because you're dumb, and you don't understand the difference between a want and a need and a right and, you know... Because this is just entitlement. All it is just whining entitlement.
Sure is. Let's continue.
You know?
Get a little more here.
So we do that, we can't really change our society, can we? Or our economy, for that matter. We have to actually recognize with all our critical faculties that caring for everyone else is caring for ourselves, too. And I believe this change is inevitable.
The difference, though, is that when you use the government, you're not caring. Okay, so it is true. You do have to take care of others in order for yourself to be taken care of. In business, you have to satisfy your customers, or you're going to go out of business. You cannot get away with scamming people. You cannot get away with selling an inferior product for an inflated price because in a free market, there's a competitor who is going to point out that your product is a ripoff and their product is better and, you know, a better value or whatever. You've got to satisfy your customers in order to keep them coming back, in order to have them recommend you to somebody else so you can stay in business. If you don't, the only other way to stay in business is to have your buddies in government put everybody else who's your competition out of business. And so, look, yeah, I agree that you do have to take care of others in order for yourself to be taken care of. But the thing he's not saying is, in order to have socialism, that means they're going to be relying on the government to do these things. And the government is never compassion. The government is force. The government is aggressive, threatening, dangerous force being used against the very people that you claim to be appreciating.
The government is cold and soulless.
Sure
it's
is.
The law. Like when I here's a really good example. I had a daughter that I wasn't told about until she was like 5 years old. And then the mother came to me and she's like, oh, I have a kid. And then she showed up. We did the thing. We went to congrats. And now I went from having like a car and a job and these kinds of things to like I was making like $11 an hour at the time. And my income was cut down to like $85 a week. And I went to the guy at the office and I was like, look, you know, I just lost my house because like I'm making $400 a month. And the cheapest place around here is like $600. Like I'm losing everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be sleeping on the road in a cardboard box. And the guy, this is a government bureaucrat, looked me square in the face from behind bulletproof glass and said, "That's not our problem. Our problem is that mm-hmm. you should pay us, and the courts have said you should give us this money. If you have a hard time finding a place to live, just don't send us our money, and we will provide you with four hots and a cot for 180 days.
Four hots?
I mean, three hots and a cot for 180 days.
Right.
So, and they were very clear. Like, they didn't care. His exact words was,
we don't care
yep. if you live in a cardboard box. Send us our money, or we'll throw you in jail.
Because that's compassion.
Exactly. Because that's compassion. That's... You know, and it works the same way with the courts. You see over and over again people who are destitute being kept in prison.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's basically debtor's prison nowadays.
That's why the guy lit himself on fire here back in 2011. This is long before you, I don't think you were even here yet, Johnson. The dude who torched himself, burned himself alive in front of the courthouse, he didn't want to go back to jail. And he was expecting to be put back in because of child support payments. Dude killed himself. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, that's not going to get his kids any payments. That's not, you know, that's how they pushed that guy over the edge of madness. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 is on the way.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.